This is an unusual contest. Four accomplished, motivated candidates all have legitimate shots to win. When the race started, conventional wisdom said Marjorie Margolis, who held the seat 20 years ago and whose son married into the Clinton family, was the favorite.
I'll never back down from a challenge because it's too hard. And I'll always stand up for what's right. I'm Marjorie Margolis.
But the Margolis campaign has sputtered. Her operatives have spent more money than she's raised in the last 6 months, leaving her little cash to advertise down the stretch. One of her opponents, State Senator Dalen Leach, had a lawyer look carefully at her spending and concluded that back in January she ran out of money she could legally use for the primary campaign, but kept writing checks with funds legally available only for a general election. Leach filed a formal complaint with the Federal Election Commission.
She broke the law, not once, not an accidental bookkeeping thing where she went 50 bucks under, but she woke up every day and made a conscious decision, I'm going to break the law today, over and over and over again.
That was Leach at a debate last night. His allegations are very detailed. Margolis' response wasn't.
We will be filing an answer to that complaint, and then we will wait to see what the FEC does.
The FEC is not expected to act on the complaint until after the election. Another contender, physician, health reform advocate, and first-time candidate Valerie R. Cush, has proven an effective fundraiser, and she's the first candidate to go negative in paid media, sending mailings attacking Margolis for her past positions on Social Security benefits.
When the former congresswoman was in office, she co-sponsored a piece of legislation that, had it been passed, would have made the Social Security retirement eligibility age right now in 2014 70 years old.
Margolis calls that attack intellectually dishonest, since it refers to her position 20 years ago. She explains that back in 1993, she brought President Clinton into Montgomery County to talk about entitlement reform.
When Clinton came into this district and we had an entitlements conference, the long and the short of it was, intellectually sound, we wanted to put everything on the table. Have I changed my mind with regard to the 70? Yes, I have. I do not think that we should raise the retirement age, and I do not think that we should cut benefits.
There's a fourth candidate in the mix, State Representative Brendan Boyle, the only Philadelphian in this city suburban district, has cast himself as the row house populist in the race. Here's his first TV ad.
My wife's a public school teacher. We're not millionaires, like every one of my opponents.
It's not strictly true to say all his opponents are millionaires. Margolis isn't, though she was years ago when she was married. Leach is, if you include his wife's reported assets, which Leach says he has no access to. But Valerie Arcouche's financial disclosure shows her family does qualify. She says Boyle is demagoguing for a reason.
He's taking information that has been publicly available for over a year and trying to manufacture an issue that I think really is just an attempt to distract voters from how out of touch Representative Boyle is from the women in this district.
Several candidates have noted that Boyle's voting record has drawn praise from anti-abortion groups in the past. Boyle says his thinking has evolved.
I fully support Roe versus Wade. I believe that it would be a tragic mistake to make a criminal out of a woman or her doctor for a decision that she would make in this matter. Do I, as a 37-year-old, hold exactly the same views today that I did in my early to mid-20s? Actually, no, I don't.
Reproductive rights groups have condemned Boyle's 2011 vote for a bill imposing new restrictions on Pennsylvania abortion providers. The primary election is May 20th, and the winner will likely prevail in the fall, since a Republican has not held that seat since 1999. Dave Davies, WHYY News.